We often hear people refer to that collection of leftist newspapers and television networks that once held sway over the dissemination of facts and opinions as the, quote, mainstream media. In fact, there's nothing mainstream about them. I'm Michael Quinn Sullivan with a reflection on life and liberty. By definition, the dying legacy media outlets are not mainstream. The clearest evidence for this is found in their declining sales, their diminishing market penetration, and their non-existent economic viability. If the newspapers and networks that get so casually labeled as mainstream actually were, they wouldn't be laying off their staff as their circulations and viewerships plummet. Texas newspapers, for example, have fewer actual readers today than ever before, despite the massive surge in the state's population. Sure, they'll snivel about online readership, but the paywalls they've established haven't made any of them profitable. Newspapers in Texas and around the nation are dying precisely because they're not in the mainstream. Now, you might be able to say they were once mainstream. But they're not anymore. The legacy media does not sit in the mainstream of political or cultural thought, but rather on the far left bank. For us to pretend they're mainstream is to legitimize the illegitimate. The establishment media operations are little more than shills for the anti-American progressives. They go out of their way to insult the values and beliefs of their audience and then become indignant when the audience walks away. The state of the media has caused hand-wringing about the downfall of democracy and other such blather. Frankly, though, each time a leftist publication lays off staff or closes its doors should be cause for celebration. Just like the party throne when a bad office holder loses an election, the contraction of a leftist media operation means that the people in that region have voted with their pocketbooks to unshackle themselves from the purveyors of lies and misinformation. Honestly, the rapid decline of the crony establishment media might just be what saves our republic. Despite what a couple generations of newspaper and network TV reporters have claimed, the First Amendment to the Constitution has absolutely nothing whatsoever to do with the failing corporate media. The First Amendment did not create a special class of citizen, what some have self-righteously described as the Fourth Estate, as if it were a branch of government. In fact, the First Amendment enshrines the right of the people, all the people, as individuals, to run printing presses, to publish, to speak, to broadcast. Every single one of us has the right to be the media, to be journalists. Our republic sprang to life in part because our founding fathers formed committees of correspondence in each of the colonies. They were subverting the loyalist media of the day and keeping each other informed about what was really happening in the colonies. What's old is new again. In the 21st century, citizens no longer have to outsource their personal responsibility as journalists to the establishment hacks. Thanks to social media, you can get news, information, and opinions from real people you trust, unfiltered and uncensored. Technology has freed citizens from the tyranny of the establishment media. This is why the statists are seeking to place a stranglehold on real mainstream voices in social media. Apparently, the citizenry can't be counted on to spread the establishment's lies, and it's driving them berserk. The solution to their attempts at censorship is for each of us to speak louder. Someone's always keeping score in politics and government. I think it ought to be the citizens. But the only way for that to happen is when the citizens know what's really going on. As a self-governing people, it's up to each of us to keep each other informed and engaged so that we can save the republic. The Reflections Podcast is presented by Texas Scorecard. This edition was produced by Nick Shepard in the 1836 Studios. If you like today's reflection, be sure to subscribe, rate it, leave a review, and recommend it to your friends. I'm Michael Quinn Sullivan. Thanks for listening.